2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back to Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio. However and wherever you're listening, we appreciate it as you listen to Cougar Sports Saturday with Matt Biamonte and Mitch Harper. Bummer. Still a bummer that there's, BYU and Army should be kicking off here in 10 to 15 minutes. But COVID-19 pandemic postponed the football game, and we'll hope that gets rescheduled. As Mitch mentioned before the break, NFL season is underway. And man, that was really impressive last week, what they were able to do in terms of safety and no positive tests, no outbreaks. And so as we head into week two, we thought we'd just take a look currently after the first week, what is our individual top five hierarchies of current BYU guys in the NFL? So let's start with you, Mitch. Give us your current top fives, 5-1, current players from BYU here in the NFL.
Well, my top guy right now is Kyle Van Noy. I think Van Noy is the, he's the top guy in the league. He's got that new deal with the Miami Dolphins. I think he's number one. Number two for me is Fred Warner. And then after him, I'm gonna go with Taysom Hill. And I feel like there's a huge drop-off after that, Matt. I think that it drops off significantly. I'd say four, it would be Daniel Sorensen. And then number five, I'll throw out a wild card and say, let's go Michael Davis with the LA Chargers. That would be my top five. What about you?
Okay, we're pretty much in lockstep there. Number one, Kyle Van Noy. I wanted to put Fred Warner there, but I think Kyle Van Noy, just his duration in the NFL, I'm going to give him a little bump. He's just had a little longer staying power, so I'm going to go Van Noy. I'm Van Noy, Warner, Taysom, 1-2-3 like you. I'm ashamed to admit that I forgot about Daniel Sorensen. So I had Michael Davis number four, but I hate that. So upon further review, I'm going to go Daniel Sorensen number four. And here's my surprise, number five, Harvey Longy. This is an often forgotten man in the NFL from a BYU perspective. But he started at linebacker for the New York Jets last week. Several tackles. I mean, phenomenal story. Gets this big deal for an undrafted free agent to go to New England, gets in that horrible car accident, makes his way back, makes the Jets roster 2 years in a row and is starting a linebacker. I think he's a forgotten dude, probably because the Jets are so horrible at football. It's embarrassing how bad the Jets have been in the NFL in recent memory. But Harvey Longy, he's the guy who just I love to see the story, to make the roster and to be a contributor for the Jets. I love it. I hope he continues to see success. So that's my current top five.
I like that, Matt. And Harvey Longy is the brother-in-law to new BYU basketball commit Jake Wallin, who you'll hear coming up from him in hour number three. So stay tuned for that. He's TempView High product who just committed to the BYU Cougars. Now, our producer, Dallin, gave us a great idea, Matt. So that current top five that you have, what about 5 years from now? Who will be the top five BYU football, former BYU football players or current guys that'll be in the NFL, say, in 2025? Who will the top five NFL players from BYU be at that point? What would you say there?
I have a controversial list here. I think I'm going to stun you a little bit, Mitch, but I'm going to go 1-5. Number one, I think it's Taysom Hill. I have long believed that this guy is the starting quarterback in the NFL, and you know what's really pushed my belief even more that he will be? is that age doesn't seem to matter anymore. Tom Brady, I mean, he didn't look great, but he still looks like a starting NFL quarterback. Russell Wilson's in his 30s. He's looking better than he's ever looked. I mean, he's an MVP caliber quarterback. I think the fact that he's in his 30-31 range for his age, I don't think that matters much. I think you could still get 8 to 10 years out of Taysom Hill, and I think the Saints feel that way, and I think he's going to be successful. So Taysom Hill, one for me. Number two, the way that the NFL has been trending, it's a pass-happy league. It's you know, the rules trend towards offense. I think Matt Bushman is going to be a phenomenal tight end in the NFL. I think he'll be, in 5 years, the second-best BYU player behind Taysom Hill. My third guy, another guy who's currently not in the NFL, but I think he's phenomenal, James Empey. I think he's going to have a long, illustrious career in the NFL as a center. I like James Empey in 5 years being a productive offensive lineman. Number four, a current guy, Fred Warner. I think Fred could be a lot higher, but 5 years is a long time, Mitch.
Yeah.
And for linebackers and certain positions, you just don't see that 10 to 15-year shelf life you see at like a quarterback per se. So I think Fred will still be very good then, but I think he'll be on the decline from his peak in 2025. And then number five, I'm the special teams guy here. I got to go special teams. Going Ryan Rakow, the punter. He's got the physical tools. He's got the leg. I think that if he continues to stay healthy and he's only punted one time in his BYU career, but it was a beautiful punt. So if that's more of what we're going to see from Ryan Rakow the next 4 years, I think he's going to get a chance in the NFL, so I'm going to go punter at number five.
Yeah, Rico, that punt he boomed in Annapolis, I was like, whoa, BYU's got a heck of a punter this year, and he's going to be really good. I like that. Hey, maybe he could be the next Thunderfoot, maybe, for BYU. Maybe we'll talk about that a little bit later as well. Here's my list. I got number one. I'm going to go with Fred Warner. I think he's still going to be really good 5 years from now in the league. Two, Taysom Hill. For a lot of the reasons you mentioned, I do believe he's going to be a starter in the league for the Saints. Three, I'm going to say Brady Christensen. I think he's going to be a standout in the National Football League. I think he could be a high draft pick, maybe second, third round. There's always a premium on an offensive tackle. I think Christensen's going to be in the top five for BYU 5 years from now as far as NFL goes. And then number four, James Empey, another offensive lineman who I see will be drafted. I mean, both these guys, Matt, they could leave after this year. Very possible that could happen, and they could go in the NFL draft, and they did a lot to help their cause with the dominance they showed against Navy in the first week. And then number five, I'm going to go with Zach Wilson. I'm going to say a quarterback. I think Zach's going to have an NFL career. I liked what I saw from Navy game. I still think the upside, the potential is there for Zach. He's a younger guy. That's always a good thing in terms of, you know, having those long number of years to add up in the National Football League. And I think he's got the arm strength necessary to be an NFL QB. You've seen it so far this year. A lot more zip on the ball because he's healthy now. And I think Zach Wilson's going to put up some really good numbers this year. And I think that maybe the next year or two, he's going to be putting up some big-time numbers in this BYU offense. So I'm going to go with Zach Wilson. I would have said Matt Bushman in my top five, but I always get a little bit worried with an Achilles injury. You just never know. That could drastically change an athlete to where they're just never the same again. And it might, you know, hurt his odds of being a high draft pick in this upcoming draft if he decides to pursue the National Football League this coming April. So I'd put Bushman as my number six guy, but that'd be my top five forecast 5 years from now in the National Football
League. It's going to be really interesting to see what Matt Bushman does. I don't know if there's a wrong choice. With that kind of injury, I think there's more to gain by coming back.
Yeah.
Depending on the health, I would obviously love to see that. I want to see Matt Bushman in a senior season. I wouldn't blame him for going pro either. But I really do think the age thing is a little overblown. It does play a role, but there are a number of guys at a number of positions in the NFL who are having success that started their careers later than the age of 22, 23. It will play a role, but it's not something you can't overcome, is the point I'm trying to make. And so it'll be fascinating to see what he does.
Yeah, it definitely will. It's going to be fascinating to see what happens in the next segment on the top five, our favorite segment of the show. Coming up next, it's the top five here on Cougar Sports Saturday. It's always powered by KSLSports.com.
A a stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.